Then a hip hop classic review for y'all, for the patrons. You know what I'm saying? Y'all voted on it.
Yeah.
Y'all voted for it. So we do what you want. You want it, you vote for it, bam, now we're gonna do it. Nas, It Was Written. Who did it beat out?
It went up against Gangstar, Moment of Truth, beat out LP, Fantastic Damage, Smith & Wesson, The Shining, Old Dirty Bastard, Return to 36 Chambers, the 30 version.
Was it close to anything? Like, did something
well,
almost?
Fantastic Damage and Old Dirty Bastard both got 23%. Nas beat him out with 38%.
Man, oh, okay, that's not bad. It almost
is. Nah, maybe Smith & Wesson.
They want that one.
I think we just need to do it because that should have never win. We probably just need to
just
to give it to them.
I think
man.
It's been like on the sixth consecutive.
I know, man.
Polls.
Yeah. I just
Star Moment of Truth.
It was the best combination of beats and rhymes for Nas, for me. If I ruled the world, not
talking about what'd you say?
I said that was actually one of my least favorite songs.
Is your least favorite song?
I mean, it's not a whack song, but it was just like out of all those songs, that was just like the one.
Damn, B.
Wait,
it's the same song.
It wasn't.
Ooh,
yeah.
What?
It ain't Black Milk.
I wasn't going crazy over it though. Like, it was,
oh, the beat, B?
It was cool.
Yeah, that beat's dope.
Kind of going back to where we're saying, like, this is a lot of people's favorite Nas album. Yeah, well, nowadays, when you look at the younger generation that's coming up in hip hop, you can kind of sort of see why.
I didn't know that people love this album as much as y'all are saying. I believe y'all.
Yeah, I was somewhat shocked because I think the default response for a lot of people is Illmatic.
I haven't listened to this album in I don't know how long. Until the other day when we were in a review. Or the other week, really.
How'd you feel when you did listen to it, though?
I mean, it's cool, but I never want to listen to it. It was like, I understand why people were taken aback when this came out. Because now when we look at it, it's like, yeah, the production is dope. But at the time, I can see why they were like, well, shit, what the fuck is going on? Like, the production is not what we got with Illmatic. It was completely different. I mean, I think this is some of Nas's best rapping, but as a full package, it's just like, I never want to listen to this album. It was too clean.
Coming off of Illmatic, it was like...
Coming off of Illmatic, it was too
New York State of Mind.
Yes.
You know,
everything was grimy.
Yeah.
This sounded really clean.
Yeah. But I think that's what he was going for.
I know. And it's not, that doesn't make it bad.
Because he switched managers. You know, he was with Search, with Illmatic, and all that. And then he got with Steve Stout, which is like, you know, and then he was like, I'm going to get you Trackmasters. This is a new... production dude that I'm gonna hook you up with, Trackmasters, bam, bam. Yep. I mean, and they crafted a good sound for Nas for this album.
Yeah.
And he was like, you can still get your Primo, you can still get your Havoc produced tracks or whatever. And you know, so my only gripe with this album, I mean, like I said, I love the album. It's just like, I felt like with Illmatic, and then once like all the other East Coast dudes, you know, Raekwon, Olin Bill Cuba Links, and you know, Biggie, you know, like with that gangster name,
Mafioso.
Like, yeah, it's like Nas picked up on that, where it was like, well, damn, like you know, set shit on fire with Illmatic, and it's like, I feel like you was following that that whole scheme that everybody else was doing, you know what I'm saying? Raekwon,
Escobar
them,
shit.
Like that's when Escobar was born, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, Kuji Rap, Raekwon, them all always had that. Like, I just felt like he was just following that formula, you know what I mean? Like, it was like, you could tell Kuji Rap was sprinkled all over through this album. And it's amazing how, I wonder why, I still don't to this day why he didn't put Silent Murder on the CD version and had it on. Because I had this on cassette first.
Because it wasn't radio friendly.
What? No, Silent Murder?
Damn,
I was still, but like, why put it on a cassette and then don't have it on the CD? Like,
it was on the cassette.
I didn't have
it on cassette. I had brought it on cassette first.
Yeah.
I had it on.
Yeah, by the time CD came, they started taking stuff off, like NWA.
Yeah.
It took Fuck the Police off.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's like, I wonder why he didn't, because Silent Murder was such a fucking dope ass song. Mm-hmm. And remember when I had got the CD, I'm like, where the fuck is Silent Murder at? Like,
yeah. You know what?
Yeah, Silent Murder was only
on the CD. I guess because I've been listening to the MP3 version for so long.
Oh wow!
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was originally, when it originally came out, if you brought the cassette and someone else had the CD, that person that had the cassette tape had Silent Murder, and the person that had the CD didn't.
Yeah. When I went back and listened to it, like, this album didn't move me the way it used to back in the day. Still good, but when I got to the last, like, when I got to If I Ruled the World, I was like, thank God. Like, I was like, I only got to listen to this. And maybe because they played it so fucking much.
They did.
Back then.
They did.
You know the radio wears some shit out.
Man, yeah,
they
man.
Play this shit all on the radio back then.
Like, I didn't get excited. I didn't have no feeling of nostalgia or nothing. It was like, okay, all right, cool.